Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
They're a great front up front. Their whole defense is great. They do a great job just moving the pocket. You see a lot of times they just head down, just moving the offensive line. Not many teams use their hands like we do, so I think that's a little bit of advantage to us. Like, we get on them before they get on us. And then in the pass game, they do a great job inside, just collapsing the pocket and let the DNs go one-on-one. And they've had a lot of success doing that this year.
There's Connor McGovern, Bills center, on Houston's defense. Tomorrow night, the Bills and the Texans squaring off. We welcome in the pride of Victor, former Blue Devil Seth Payne, now in Houston. Sports Radio 610 after a healthy NFL career. Seth, it's great having you on with us. Always appreciate when you give us some time back here in the Flower City. And we've got a big matchup coming up tomorrow night with a desperate Texans team looking to get over 500 and keeping their playoff hopes alive against a team that, after their outcome of the game against Tampa Bay on Sunday, still has bigger things in mind in the AFC, mainly the one seed in division championship. Welcome back into the sports bar, bud.
Hey, thanks. I'm actually, people will not believe this, but I'm jealous of however cold it is up there right now, because it's still 80s and muggies down here as I stand outside a laundromat talking to you guys. but there are a lot of Bills fans in town, I've noticed already.
Oh yeah, the Bills fans all the traveling these days. 38 degrees, by the way. It'd be good for
beautiful.
A day. Yeah, you would get tired of it.
Yeah, no, I'd be out there shirtless and just.
But
oh,
Seth,
yeah.
Seth, do you hate sunshine? Is that what you're telling us? Because
yes,
we're prepared to not see the sun for the next 6 months.
Yeah, you know what though? That's different though, since high speed internet came. Like, it's not, these kids these days don't know true boredom, like what it means to be hunkered down inside of a house with nothing to do and three channels on television.
Yeah. Seth, I thought Houston did what they needed to do 2 weeks ago in that win over Jacksonville, and you're seeing Davis Mills make plays at the end against a divisional opponent, and all right, it's a win over Tennessee. You don't have to apologize for that, but just in your opinion here, that we're getting Davis Mills tomorrow night. How has this Houston defense looked with Mills under center?
The offensive line has been the biggest concern from the whole offseason on until the first part of this season, and it was really bad early on. In the last 4 or 5 weeks or so, I'd say the offensive line has been about average, which is it's a huge improvement over what they were last year and what they were in the first couple weeks of the season. And really what's happened is, When they go against a defense that isn't particularly stout, they've done a really good job. You know, they tore apart the 49ers. They tore apart the Ravens when they were really banged up. But when they go up against a really solid defense like the Broncos, or last week, I know the Titans don't look great statistically on defense, but they had both Tavondre Sweat and Jeffrey Simmons at defensive tackle. the O-line had a hard time with those guys in the run game. So the big question for me tomorrow night really is going to be, can the Texans run the ball enough to take some of the pressure off of Davis Mills versus that beleaguered Bills defense, the run defense? I don't want to see Davis Mills really testing that Bills secondary and their pass defense all that much. But Davis has been better than expected, or at least better than I expected. He's made some really clutch throws on third down. He's really getting rid of the ball quickly, and that's been a big part of it. When he doesn't get rid of the ball quickly, it doesn't look so great. But, you know, he's a veteran quarterback by now. He can read defenses. He seems to have a better feel for what he's seeing as the game goes along. So it's been – these last 2 weeks have been really, really boring offensively through the first three quarters. And then all of a sudden, late in the game, Davis has been able to have a couple of nice drives. But it's a big test for Davis Mills.
Seth, what about that backfield? Because when we've seen the Bills struggle against the run, it's been against speedier guys. We saw Sean Tucker get over from the Bucs last week. We saw Achan a couple of weeks ago. The Bills did step up coming out of the bye, and they slowed down a Carolina backfield that going into that game had a lot going for it. But Woody Marks, Nick Chubb, what's the future of Joe Mixon as well? Like, I'm curious about that backfield and that run game for Houston.
You guys know about as much about Joe Mixon as I do, or anybody else. And I think maybe including the people on the Texans and Joe Mixon himself, it just seems at this point like he's got some kind of a condition in his lower leg that's just not getting better. And we talked to Nick Caserio, the general manager, yesterday morning, and he basically said, look, don't plan on Joe Mixon. You know, if he comes back, that's great, but you can't put him in your plans right now. So it's Woody Marks and Nick Chubb, and they're two different types of back. You know, Nick Chubb isn't the same guy we remember from Cleveland, but he's still strong. He still has good vision. If the blocking in front of him is good, he can churn out positive yardage. Woody Marks is the guy that they've had some success getting him to the edges, getting him on the perimeter. He's a threat as a receiver, and they've done some good things with him. It's not the ideal 1-2 punch, but when they do find a rhythm, they seem to figure out a way to kind of hammer Joe Mixon in for a few snaps and then use Woody Marks creatively. A couple of weeks ago, and I know the Bills have struggled with this a little bit, they were using pre-snap motion on the runs really well and kind of springing some big runs that way versus the Jaguars. But it takes a little bit of creativity because, you know, Woody Marks is a 205-pound guy. He doesn't have like Jahmyr Gibbs-type athleticism or anything. So when it's worked well for him, it's been a combination of some staple runs, but then also a little bit of misdirection in the backfield.
Rochester native Seth Payne, former NFLer, joining us here in the Sports Bar. Seth, it's a busy, really important part of the schedule here for the Texans. After Buffalo, you get Indianapolis, a team that many people are high on, and then, as strange as it sounds, a team that actually Houston may be competing for a final wild card, the Kansas City Chiefs. You get C.J. Stroud back, we would assume, coming up next week against the Colts. What are your thoughts here on Stroud? You mentioned how the offensive line just hasn't been all there this year, but you know, for Stroud, he did have that really nice game against Baltimore, as the team did, but your thoughts on his play, which from an outsider's perspective, it just doesn't look like where it was in previous years with that quarterback.
Yeah, I think the first third of the season especially, it looked like the classic scenario of a young quarterback learning a new scheme. And it's one where he's got a lot more control over pass protection and command at the line of scrimmage, which means he's spinning a lot more plates. You know, he's got a lot processing before the snap. He still makes some really incredible throws. He's had some really efficient outings. But the problem with the offense has been that even when it's going well, you know, Stroud was 24 of 28 the first time they faced the Titans, but they didn't score six. They had 6 points going into the fourth quarter. Then they kind of exploded after that. And it's been a lot of that. It's been a lot of moving the ball efficiently. You might have a 12-play series, but then they stall out in the red zone. And some of that, I think, comes from just not being able to run the ball when they need to run the ball, or when, you know, the defense loads up against the run. So they lack some balance there. It's been steadily better and better as the season's gone along. The one thing that Davis Mills has done a better job of is finding Nico Collins. You know, Nico Collins was kind of having a really quiet year. In these last 2 weeks, he's really gone off. He had 9 receptions on 10 targets versus the Titans. And Davis Mills seems to have a connection with Nico Collins. Part of that, I think, it might be that Davis is also looks like he's trusted the younger receivers and Jaden Higgins and Jalen Nolmore. So he's spreading the ball around. But when CJ comes back, he had been, but for a couple of, you know, curious performances, he had some really electric performances. He was starting to find those younger guys more too. And, you know, he's obviously an upgrade over Davis Mills, but he also, I think, is still finding his footing in this offense.
Seth, we led with a soundbite of Connor McGovern, Bills center, talking about the Houston defense, the Houston defensive line, and it's a defense that's formidable. We know about D'Amico Ryans and his ability to craft a really potent defense. Talk about, are there any advantages that the Bills offensive line might have against Houston's defensive line in that pass rush?
I think the biggest thing that you probably won't hear a lot of people talk about outside of Houston or probably Buffalo, because I know that you guys are fiendishly good at like, I'm not trying to kiss up or anything, and I'm from up there originally, obviously, but like you have a lot of really in-depth coverage of the team to the point where I learned some things about the Texans this week, just kind of reading blogs and listening into you guys over the course of the week. But the one thing that they don't talk about a lot with the defense, because they're top five, top three in so many categories, they're really bad in red zone defense. Teams rarely get into the red zone, but when they do get into the red zone, the Texans have not done a good job stopping them. There's that, and then the other big weakness at the end of games has been quarterbacks who are able to scramble for yardage, and that's the big concern I have about this week's game. Is this will be the first time they've faced a quarterback who's top 10 in QB rushing yards, and you know I know Josh is second right now, but really his first is Justin Fields is number one. So Josh Allen and his ability to run, and even if it's only for 5 easy yards here, 7 easy yards there, but then especially down on the goal line, that's something that's hurt the Texans. It's hurt them late in games, especially versus Baker Mayfield, Bo Nix, Trevor Lawrence. All those guys had nice runs in the fourth quarter. They haven't really been tested by a guy like Josh Allen yet. And then they face Daniel Jones, and then they face Pat Mahomes. So this next 3-game stretch, apologies if that truck is loud in the background. This next 3-game stretch for the Texans, starting with the Bills, is really going to test one of the potential weaknesses of that defense.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, Seth, if we can kind of take a detour here, because you said something interesting. Here in Western New York, yes, it's the Bills and then everything else. We love the Bills, everything else. What is it like in Houston? And for example, I'm reading this morning, like, hey, there's this new documentary coming out. I'm looking forward to seeing Love Ya Bum about the Love Ya Blue Oilers. Is Houston fully embracing the Texans as they should? Where would the Texans kind of rank, I guess, on the Houston sports landscape these days?
It's, you know, it's such a big city, and there's so many people who are transplants that at any given moment, it's the team that's doing best. You know, the Astros, when the Astros were going to World Series every other year, the Astros were very much, you know, people would probably say that's their favorite team. There's a certain part of just being in Texas where football's football is always going to be king, and, you know, the Texans are always going to have a market. But in terms of fervent fandom, it's pretty much it's merit-based. So when things are going well for one of the three major teams, people tend to focus in on that one. But as far as, like, Texans versus Oilers, you know, we see things about the Oilers, and, you know, a lot of those guys are around. You know, Bruce Matthews still lives here, but and when the Bills come to town, there's talk of that one particular football game quite a bit. I tried to make a comparison to Davis Mills potentially being the Texans Frank Reich, and the people's feelings are still so hurt over that game that nobody wanted to hear it.
Well, you know, we got our karma with 13 seconds, the Music City Miracle. I mean, like, there's been plenty of Bills karma.
That, like, I look back fondly over that.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
Seth,
I remember my girlfriend's stepfather at the time was watching that game. And, you know, I was up in New York at that time. I think I was in college or my senior year in high school. And you know, he had quit on the Bills already. And I was just disgusted with him. It ultimately broke up the relationship because he did not believe. But I keep that quiet down here.
Seth, when I look at the remaining schedule for the Texans, there are some winnable games. I mean, you got two against the Colts, and those are going to be kind of like prove-it games if you do want to be a postseason team. I mean, is there a likelihood here with a team that's won 3 of 4 that the Texans could find themselves squarely in the playoff picture in the AFC?
Yeah, I think I mess around on the playoff calculators way more than I should, probably about 45 minutes to 3 hours a day. and a lot of it really comes down to these next three games. You pretty much have to beat the Colts one of these two times, and then you got to beat either the Bills at home or the Chiefs on the road. And those are all big tests. I think this next three games, unless the Colts completely fall apart in the second half of the season, they're very, very vital. If they drop two of these next three, it gets a lot harder.
You're looking at Buffalo, and when we have you on, we always ask for your perspective on what you're seeing here. And this year's been a little bit different, where the Bills' offense up until last week didn't quite look the same. So from where you sit, are the Bills, the way they are constructed, the fact that they really can't stop the run against good teams, is that going to be the fatal flaw? Is this a Bills team, Seth, in a year where anybody could win this? Do you still give Buffalo a chance here to perhaps get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think, like, personally, and then I think as far as other people I talk to, you still look at the Bills and the logo. Oops, hold on a second. The logo still does something for you. You know, like, yeah, I still look at this as, okay, this is a Josh Allen Buffalo Bills team. Their performances and whatever. Okay, you have the Chiefs game, then you have the Dolphins game, and then you have last week's. That's the part that still confuses me. I think when I look at Josh Allen and the way he's performed, I have a real hard time, as it is with any quarterback, separating the quarterback from the offensive coordinator from the weapons he has around him. And, you know, I think a lot of us here in Houston, my co-host in the morning, the day after that AFC Championship game last year, we were like, what? Why happened to James Cook? Why did they just stop using James Cook? And it felt like it three or four times when I've watched the Bills over the last couple of years, I've had that same thought. The way that they used, the way they can use the running backs as receivers, and then scheming, if they can scheme the wide receivers open, because you don't, look, it's not LSU, you don't have Jamar Chase, you don't have Justin Jefferson, like, you got to give these guys a little bit of help. And if Josh is genuinely running the scheme the way he's supposed to, then it seems like they have all the ingredients there. And a lot of it just starts with Josh Allen. It's just, he's such a nightmare to play against. And I know the performance he had last year in Houston, and there's not a single bit of that performance last year that makes me think that's the kind of performance he's going to have this year, especially because he's got Khalil Shakir this year, who he didn't last year.
Seth, put your former player hat on here, because we did have a story in Buffalo last week, and maybe he's on the field tomorrow night. The Keon Coleman story, the fact that this was the third time he had violated the team rule, was late or didn't show up for a meeting or whatever that is, and then he he didn't dress on Sunday. I don't think anybody, any fan, really had a problem with that. But you're a former player. What is that like when you have a teammate that maybe isn't pulling their weight or doing the things they need to do to help you win?
You know, it's tough, and it's a case-by-case basis where when I look at Keon Coleman, and I only know from just watching various interviews with him and everything, it's not like he seems to me like he's the kind of young player who's a genuine a-hole or jerk, right, whatever I'm allowed to say. He just seems like a kid that needs some maturation, but is probably liked by his teammates, and sometimes it's a matter of just trying to have tough conversations with the kid about, like, hey, listen, man, like this is the way you need to operate. And I don't know what his actual personality is or anything. But then sometimes there's young guys that are just jerks, you know. And those are guys who are tough to have around. There's other guys that you want to just take under your arm and kind of just give them as I know a couple Buffalo players did. You got to kind of give them a fatherly shove sometimes. And it's not like it's unmanageable or anything. There's lots of young guys that just come into the league, not jerks, but just immature, or they just don't really truly understand what the expectations are. And you hope that's what it is.
Seth, Gino mentioned it. I mean, it feels like this year in the NFL, it's kind of wide open, especially when you look at the AFC. Every team is flawed in one way, shape, or form, and who knows? I mean, it could be Houston coming out of the South. It could be Houston in the postseason. But my question is, who's impressed you? Is there a team that you see and you're like, oh, no, that's real? Or is that the broad assumption that it is wide open and anybody could win the AFC in 2025?
Okay, that's a complicated question, because immediately when you're talking about them, I'm impressed by the Denver Broncos. But having watched Bo Nix in person and seen what he can do in the fourth quarter and like him winning here and winning against the Texans in the fourth quarter, I do not believe in Bo Nix. I'm sorry. I don't think he's so erratic. He's so inaccurate, but he just seems to have that. It's like a Tebow plus gene somehow. And their defense plays so well together that I just keep pulling back every time I watch a complete Bo Nix game. And if I only watch the first three quarters of a lot of his games, I'd say there's not a chance in hell. But they do seem to be, if you, whatever cliche you want to throw at it, whether that's that clutch gene or a savoir faire in the fourth quarter, they're a formidable team, and it just really depends on what Bo Nix looks like by the time he gets to the postseason.
Yeah. Fun fact: it was 19 years ago today, the last time the Buffalo Bills beat the Houston Texans in Houston. That was your last year down there, Seth. Do you remember anything?
Oh, yeah.
This was the game, Danger, where I'm watching this. I'm like, oh, hey, that's really cool.
Yeah.
The immortal J.P. Lossman, 83 yards to Lee Evans. And then the very next drive, 88 yards to Lee Evans, and Bills barely hang on to win. What was that like for you that last season in Houston? What do you remember about that game?
Okay, well, that game specifically, I remember Jay Foreman was our middle linebacker who had been in Houston, had been in Buffalo. So he was super motivated. And I think he got two unsportsman likes in the fourth quarter that hurt the Texans, or at least in that game, if you search for the penalties there. And Jay was an awesome guy, but he was just also very old school. So he's going to try to take it out on his old team. And he took it out a little too hard. The other thing about that game that I remember was, I don't want to slander the wrong person. I think it was Peerless Price. Peerless Price shoved me in the back. So little Peerless Price shoves this 320-pound nose tackle in the back. You know, and I think after a play was over, and he was just trying to, you know, get me to retaliate or something. And I just, like, turned around, and before I could do anything, I saw the yellow flag flying. He'd done it, like, right in front of an official. And, like, Peerless Price had been – he was walking through our stretch lines before the game and everything. That's what made that one sting so much, was because I went from not having a single thought in the world about Peerless Price before the game to just despising him by the end of the game.
I love it. Seth.
Was I right? Was it Peerless Price? Or am I completely
looking this up. Yeah, well, he was part of that team. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Maybe he was one of those young jerk wide receivers that you were talking about earlier. Just not real mature, just a jerk.
Oh, no, he knew what he was doing. He was trying to agitate as much as possible. And he was doing it. I probably would have swung on him if I hadn't seen the official. So the dumb part was doing it, like, doing it exactly. Like, and I don't know why. He must have had an issue with me or something. I don't know why he chose me.
Seth, it's great catching up with you, man. Don't be a stranger if you can come back around these parts, of course, and we'll be listening for you in the Odyssey app at 610 Sports Radio there in Houston. Enjoy the game tomorrow night, bud.
All right. You too. Thanks, guys.
There he is. Seth Payne joining us here in the sports bar and breaking down everything Houston Texans.
Yeah, you didn't hit the ding there. I missed the cold weather.
Oh, it was such a liar.
Ding.
Such a liar.
Ding.
Although, okay, so I hear people say...
You missed the seasons.
Yes, I hear that a lot, right? I want seasons. I miss the seasons. I had friends who lived in California for years and years and years, and all I would hear is, I miss the seasons. I miss the seasons. And I would imagine the kind of heat that they deal with regularly in cities like Houston, New Orleans, certainly most of the summer in Florida. Like, that's uncomfortable heat and humidity. We want, I just want sunshine. Like, I can handle, a day like today was perfect. I'm okay with today. We had some sunshine today. Not bad. Chilly, but the sun was out. I'll take it.
Anytime the sun's out, it's a good day.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I buy that. You know, 80 degrees, still a little humid. Well, you know, no sympathy from us. You know what it's like here. We're not going to see the sun for the next 6 months.
Lee Evans that day. Do you remember this game? 11 catches, 265 yards.
Just went off.
Last time the Bills won in Houston.
God. Yeah, that's crazy. I think it ends. I think the streak ends. I think they get one tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning, I'll give my prediction for the game with Ryan Duffy. Tommy Tells It Like It Is, a special Thursday edition. We'll see what Tommy's bonus pick is. I'm kind of disappointed. I was hoping he was going to go with former quarterback committing arson week by week by week after the Dolphins game, after his prediction from the Dolphins game. But we'll see what that all shakes out to be.
I mean, does he... I mean, bum away Phillips, I just brought up. Something like that from Houston's past. There's really nothing from the Texans you would kind of embrace there. What is Ryan dressed up as tomorrow,
though? Ooh.
He's coming in some... You know, silly Western Halloweenish sort of costume.
Oh, no. We'll see. That's tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. The heavy lift in the sports bar. We have 1 hour before pregame. The game kicks off, obviously, after 8 o'clock. Before clock, we'll get to Buffalo Bills Radio Network and our pregame coverage here on The Fan. Rochester Happy Hour is on the way next. And we have plenty of time for your calls at 866-4FAN. We'll let you know who's out for tomorrow's game and more. On the Bills, Sabres play tonight, too, looking for their third win in a row against a team that might be
They're bad. No,
worse.
Calgary got thumped in Chicago last night, and now they're coming in on the back-to-back. All right. This is one. Do not leave points here on the ice tonight if you're Buffalo. You don't get
It's a trap.
No.
It's a trap.
Watch Calgary just explode offensively. We need to see it. We need to see it. Three in a row would be nice. We need to see it. That'll be tonight. We also have Amherst hockey tonight on the Fan Rochester. Okay, time for your calls. Happy hour next. 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.